from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Friday, May 15th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Two people are dead following a small plane crash in Akron. ONN's Brianna Albizu has details.
Yesterday, at about 3:45 p.m., a small 1963 Piper Cherokee propeller plane flying from Akron Fulton Airport was attempting a second landing in extremely windy conditions when the plane crashed into a home in Akron's Coventry Crossing neighborhood. The pilots and passenger died at the scene, and their identities have not been released. The house burst into flames, and the family, including two children who were inside the home at the time, escaped without injury. No other property were affected, and the incident is under investigation.
In Northeast Ohio's Geauga County, a plane with failing landing gear led to the county airport shutting down. ONN's Dave Chadowski in Cleveland has more.
The Middlefield Fire Department says they were notified that an incoming plane would likely be unable to extend its landing gear. Emergency crews staged at the airport to help. The pilot was able to safely land without landing gear in the grass next to the runway. Luckily, no one on the plane was injured, and the county says the airport will be closed until the debris is cleared. The FAA and Highway Patrol will now investigate what happened.
In Southwest Ohio, police are searching for answers after a man was found dead in an Ohio border town earlier this week. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
The Hamilton County Coroner's Office is looking for clues after a man was found dead in Harrison this week. Their information is scarce. They have a name, Bernardino, an age, 42, and they know he was white, but no last known address. They also know he was found dead on May 12th. Other than that, the investigators tell the Cincinnati Inquirer they are coming up short on information in that case. Harrison is northwest of Cincinnati near the Indiana state line.
In central Ohio, controversy is surrounding an incident in which a school bus full of students stopped for a train, and many are saying it was too close for comfort. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has the story.
Video shows a Hilliard school bus stopping halfway under the crossing arm at the train tracks off Avery Road. The bus stopped before the tracks, then moved forward as traffic cleared. In a letter to parents, Hilliard's transportation coordinator says the bus had stopped due to heavy traffic. As traffic moved, the driver proceeded forward, just as the railroad signals activated and the crossing arm struck the bus. The district says students were safe and called it an unusual incident.
In Northwest Ohio, a former Wood County Fair Board president has pleaded guilty to multiple sex-related charges. Here's ONN's Kaylee Marantat in Toledo.
It's connected to allegations he groomed a minor while serving on the board. Brock Abke pleaded guilty Wednesday to grooming, contributing to the delinquency of a child, and pandering obscenity involving a minor. Court records allege Abke used his role on the fair board to gain access to the victim and shared explicit material through social media. Abke could face up to 24 years in prison when he's sentenced in July.
Former Columbus Fire Chief Jeffrey Happ is now publicly identifying himself as a survivor of sexual abuse at the hands of former Ohio State University physician Richard Strauss. More from ONN's Yolanda Harris.
He is ready to share his truth about what happened to him as a 15-year-old wrestler at Bishop Reedy High School. He told me as fire chief he didn't want to reveal the abuse because he didn't know how it would affect his job. Happ told me the abuse happened under what was described as a body fat study authorized and paid for by the Ohio State University. He says members of the wrestling team at Bishop Reedy were abused under the guise of medical research. He told me it's bothered him for many years that he couldn't come forward when former teammate and Strauss survivor Michael DeSabato brought it to light.
The FBI is looking for victims in the Cleveland area who may have been swindled in a real estate investment Ponzi scheme. ONN's Jeff Hogan has details.
Investigators say a New Jersey couple preyed on people in Northeast Ohio using an Instagram account. Between 2017 and 2023, prosecutors say Greg and Danielle Parker collected thousands of dollars from investors in Cleveland, promising to renovate and manage properties. Investigators are still trying to tally up exactly how much the couple alleged allegedly stole, but it could be as high as $2 million. Officials with the FBI say they want to hear from people in Northeast Ohio who invested with the Parkers or attended their seminars.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.